Welcome back to another late night edition of the Same Man Sports Talk Show. And tonight we're bringing you another episode of our latest segment titled Flag on the Play. Here. Over here, what we do is we keep everything opinionated. We can give two cares about who's right, who's wrong. If you think you're right, get up out of here. If you think you're wrong, get up out of here. You feel me? But hey, just like before every episode, what we would like to do is, let me get comfortable real quick. What we'd like to do is reach out and hope that everyone's blessed out there, doing well, staying focused, striving for dreams and goals to come true. Stay locked in on productivity, not destruction. All right, check this. So today, very exciting day. Women's basketball, college. Couple NBA games I caught. I know KD and them put a whooping on the Timberwolves tonight. Did a crazy job defensively, I feel, against Anthony Edwards. Scratch all that. Enough about the NBA. All right. So we know we have Final Four activity today. We had South Carolina 1-seed, 3-seed North Carolina State. For me, I pretty much felt North Carolina State ain't had nothing coming the whole way. They came out there, got their draws, blew off 78-59. South Carolina is the real deal. Just dominant in all phases of the game. You had James go for 20. You had Cardoso go for 22. She only missed two shots from the field. We had on the rebound side, Baldwin 9 boards, Watkins 20 boards. Good Lord, 15 of them defensive boards. Nobody really showed out on the assist game. They was balling. I must say, Cardoso, and excuse me if I'm pronouncing her name wrong, she is a dog. Coast to coast, in the paint, in the trenches, wherever you want it, she going to give it to you. And we know the run. That South Carolina as a program been on, bro. This year, bro, they're 37-0. This is wild, right? One game left to top it off, complete 38-0. We know what they coach do. Legend, Mount Rushmore, right? And on the other side, we had UConn, Iowa. This was the game for me, the nightcap. For me, this was an amazing game. I told people early what I felt was going to play out. I actually had Iowa. I think I made a post about it, winning by 5. UConn was at them early, looking real good. Defensively, they were dogs in the first half. Second half, it looked like Caitlin Clark and company figured them out. Caitlin started out off, caught her rhythm. I believe she ended with over 20 for sure. Very great game. I felt like it was a debatable call at the end of the game. Screen was set at the top of the key. We know they was trying to get the ball probably to Paige. Offensive foul going the other way, 3 seconds. We seen them throw the ball off somebody's back just to stall it. Time expires, 71-69. 1-seed Iowa takes down 3-seed UConn. We know UConn was wounded all year, so the fact that they was just out here moving and grooving how they were without some of their key players is amazing. Iowa the real deal to me, man. I don't care if Caitlin Clark is white. I told somebody today, Cincinnati, Ohio, if you're familiar with our area, Caitlin Clark, like, she from Mason, and Paige, like, she from one of them sides of the west side, maybe Price Hill or something. I don't know. You could probably put the analogy together to see where I'm coming from. Two spectacular players, standout performances, big-time players show up, big-time games. Paige hit a plethora of big shots, and they're rebounding, banging. Like I said, Caitlin was off initially, had a big-time third quarter, and to be specific, second half in general. Free throw to put the dagger in them. She made one, missed one, but they end up winning by 2. So now we know that Iowa moves on to see South Carolina. I'm going to go Iowa. I just want to see Caitlin get this ring. South Carolina, I wouldn't be mad, though. I told somebody earlier Caitlin was the best player in America. They named her AP Player of the Year. This is confirmed. Tonight, she dropped 7 dimes, 9 boards. She wasn't the leading scorer. She had help from her supporting cast. Edwards led the way for UConn, 17 points, 8 boards. They had a plethora of defenders on Caitlin that was making it a bit difficult, but her teammates stepped up and balled out tonight. We get SC, not USC, but South Carolina, and we get Iowa. Let me know. Get in the Instagram comments or the DM on Zay Man Sports Talk Show. Or if you got the YouTube, if you don't, tell your homie to subscribe, or your lady subscribe, your grandpa, whoever. Yeah. And get in the comments and just let me know. We got winning it, national championship, Iowa, South Carolina. I'm going Iowa. I Feel Caitlin comes out. Big performance, team shows. South Carolina's going to probably put a hell of a press on her all the way up the court and down, right? But I think, yeah, she have a big girl pants on, man. I think Iowa's going to come out on top, man. Yeah, let me know what y'all think. Until next time, from our latest segment titled Flag on the Play, y'all stay safe, y'all stay dangerous, and say it with me. See, man.